But first, let's see the Lashon HaGemara. On Tesamid Beis. So Gemara has three. It gives you three choices. The Gemara said, "Rav Yehuda mitargem mechamaisi ve'eloch, avashis abavid dereishon loy, my timer kiven debitai ba'intzim mishkachasla b'nisul la'ishkachasla b'nisul kamayri ba'intzim loy kamayri." What's the Gemara saying? Rav Yehuda is saying that since you don't have all 15 of the Mishnah that could be fitting into the case of the Arba Achim, so therefore, except unless you have a case of Aynis or Bita Menusasai, our Mishnah va'intzim loikamayri. That's Rav Yehuda's approach, and the Gemara will bring Abai and Rav Safra, who have a different approach to this. Now the Gemara says va'intzim loikamayri. What do those three words mean? Va'intzim loikamayri. So the bottom Rashi. On the bottom line of the page, Ba'intzin like Kamayri, Masnisen. Our Mishnah is not talking about case of Anusasai. Our Mishnah is talking about cases of normal case, somebody gets married, not when you're Ma'anis somebody. Let's say state on the Gemara. On Beis Amid Aleph, in the Mishnah, when it said Bitai, so Rashi, now the Rashi is not on the word Bitai, it's in the longer Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi said, "Bite tahacha, but bite manusasai kamari." Rashi in the Mishnah said the taicha bas in the Mishnah is bite manusasai. Why? So Rashi said, "Bite miishtai hainu bas ishtai." The Mishnah says bas ishtai. So a normal daughter that you have through marriage, that's bas ishtai. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, "Bite is taich, bite manusasai." So the kasha is, Rashi in the Mishnah says, Bita is Bita Manusasai. But the Gemara said, Ba'intzim Laikomairi. The Gemara here says that the Mishnah is not talking about cases of Aynis. So why are you telling me Bita means Bita Manusasai? The Gemara says the Mishnah is not talking about such cases. This kasha is the kasha that Tosfos on Beis Amid Aleph asks. We skipped the Tosfos then. Because it didn't make sense to figure out this whole Gemara. It's hard enough to figure it out when you're holding on Tesla Midbeis. When learning the Mishnah, to figure out Tesla Midbeis is difficult. So we pushed it off. Now that we come to it, Taisis Dibra Maslo Bitai in the Mishnah is asking this. Now it's easy. Taisis Pirish Bakuntris, Bitai Manusasai. Rashi there said Bitai means Anusasai. Dimnis Uwasai Hanubasishtai, like Arm Neshi Bitai. So they says the fisa hada bekamara, Rabbi Yehuda mitaga voice of Eilach. But then when the kind of ben asul like without zav, she's about to raise lamishim bekim no sul, with the sul no mishkach, and the sul kamei by sul like kamei shpirish bekuntris, damas nisan kai. Does it stem with our Rashi? Rashi there says bitais bitam and asasai, and Rashi here says that the Gemara says by sul like kamei, which Rashi says is going on the Mishnah. So Taisus says that it doesn't stim the two Rashis. Our Gemara says the Mishnah is not talking about cases of Aynis. And there Rashi says, Bitei means, Bitei Menasasai, very posh to Kasha. So this is Taisus' Kasha on Rashi. Doruch Lener answers simply. Doruch Lener says, when it says, Ba'intzin Lai Kamayri, it's not going on the Mishnah of Daf Beis. When Rashi says Ba'intzel like Kamayri Masnisen, he means the Mishnah of Arba Achim, the Mishnah Daf Chavav that made this whole difficult on it. Four brothers, two of their married sisters, the whole spiel. That Mishnah of Chavav Ba'intzel like Kamayri. That Mishnah is talking about normal cases. It's not talking about cases where it's one of the relatives is Anusasa. So Memela, it's not a kasha. Our Mishnah is talking by even cases of Einsim. And the Mishnah Chavav is not talking about cases of Einis. Very flat, simple parrots.
But all the cases it's from the Mishnah in Amon Beis. All the
Right.
Of Daf Beis, you mean?
The cases of Daf Beis. We're saying that the Mishnah of Daf Chavav is Mishkachas on all the cases of Daf Beis.
Right.
Okay. So either if you say Daf Beis is not talking by Ainsim, then it's not including Ainsim. Or if you say the Mishnah of Chavav is not talking about Ainsim, Daf Beis is talking about cases of Ainsim. But the Mishnah of Chavav is not talking about cases of Ainsim, then it's also good. If Daf Chavav is not going on all the cases in cases of Ainsim. Tia said a memra on the Mishnah that Bakul Mishkachasla, that you can have all the cases. He's not including a case of Ainsim. He's not including cases of Ainsim. He's saying all the cases, but not cases of Ainsim. See, the truth is, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that Rav Chiya is Ainsim like Amayri. That's really what Tosfos says. The only reason we can't say that in Rashi is because Rashi uses the word Masnisa. Like Amayri Masnisa. So we're really saying the same thing. We're saying Rav Chiya is not talking in case of Ainsim. We can't say those words, Rav Chiya. We have to say the Mishnah. Okay, Rav Chiya and the Mishnah, when they're talking, Rav Chiya is explaining the Mishnah Chavav, Ainsim like Amayri. So it comes out to be the same, it just fits into the language of Rashi. I understand, but his mitargum machamaisa veiluch means the Mishnah Achavav, the case of Arba Achim, could come out only machamaisa veiluch. So this is darach l'ner l'chayr. It's just a very simple pshat in Rashi. It's very good. This whole sugi started because Levi asked Rebbe Akasha, and Rebbe said he doesn't have a brain. Ein le'mayach b'kod kadai. I guess Rebbe wanted to prove it to Levi, so he stuck in a complicated amud to show him that not so easy. Well, how did it start? Why did Levi ask Rebbe? You know, it started, this whole thing started 8 lines on the bottom, 10 lines on the bottom of Tesamet Aleph. Omalai Levi the Rebbe. Ma'ir and Tani, doesn't have Lasita Zayin. Say what? Omalai Kimidum Alishain Lameach Bekad Kadon. My Daitach, Imai Anusa Savit. It should have said in our Mishnah a case of Anusa Savit. That's how this whole thing started. Levi asked Rebbe, why does the Mishnah say Anusa Savit? Frakta Marsha, I thought our Mishnah binds him like a Ma'iri. What's Levi asking? The Mishnah should have said Anusa Saviv. What? Tosfos asks it where? Where? On the face, yes, and on Levi. I'm not sure. The Mashah here is the Kasha. The Shoah here says, it's a one-line Marashah. Yesh lahakshos. L'Rav Yehuda, Michael Kasha le'levi l'Rebbe, Pelisni anusas aviv, Kivin devaintzim, like a Ma'ariv Asnesim. It's a one-line, the last Marashah on that text. The Marashah asks, what's Levi asking? It should say anusas aviv. The Mishnah's not talking by Ainsim. According to the Aruch Lener, it's very good. Because our Mishnah is talking about Ainsim. It's Yana Mishnah Chavav that's not talking about Ainsim. Our Mishnah is talking about Ainsim. So therefore, the Kasha falls off. So this is Rav Yehuda. Abaya, Zakta Gemara, Abaya Metagam Afbita Menu Sasai. Kim Dashkuk Mishkachas Lai Baimin Ainsim Tavi Baimin Anasuin Tavi. He says it could have a case of Ainsim. So he counts it. Aval Eishes Achshalay by Lo My Loi My Tamakim L'Shem Mishkachla Rabban Le Mishkachla Pluto Like Amayri. Abaya holds that we should count cases of Ainsim, just not cases of Pluto Like Amayri. The third man, the Yomer of Safra, is Metagam After Le Eishes Achshalay by Lo My Mishkachla B'Shita Achim Alibed Reb Shimon. And even according to Reb Shimon, you could have a case of Eishes Achshalay by Lo My by six brothers. V'Simonech Meis Noilet V'Yabem Meis Noilet V'Yim. You have six brothers. Meis Reuven died. Noilid, Zvulun, whatever the case is, the last brother was born, Yibim, and then the second brother was Miabim. Meis, then Shimon died. Noilid, then the other last brother was born, Yibim, the middle brother was Miabim. So you could have a case. So, therefore, he says that you could, Zetzain, the Mishnah, and the Rebbe hani klali lasli, that Rebbe doesn't want his etzana Mishnah beplukta, so he doesn't have to hold of Rav Chiya. This is what the Gemara says. Rav Ada kerchinu kamed Rav Kahana Amar mishmei derava loylam isle leRebbe hani klali yivachi kamalai imay anusasave bechada mishkachas la betarti loy mishkachas la. You can't have both phrases of Yena of Rav Chiya, because what's the case? If Yaakov is, in all the examples, the brothers are Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, the Shvatim. So Yaakov is the father. So Yaakov beis achayis anas, achayis shiv inter mishkachas la, su azem teresles alay mishkachas la. It can't be mutter to the other one. If beis achayis anas, su azem teresles alay mishkachas la, achayis shiv inter alay mishkachas la, period. So the Gemara ends up that you have Rebbe who holds Plutoloi Kamairi, and if we hold Plutoloi Kamairi, is a matter of disagreement between the Amirah. Before we move on to Rav Ashi, I would like to try one more time what I was trying to explain yesterday, and I know it came out in a very confusing way. So I gave it some thought to try to explain it in a less confusing way, which I hope will not confuse you even more, if you follow what I just said. I'd like to start again, start from scratch, and try to be masbir what ultimately is Pshat and Reb Shimon. But I'm not going to start with Reb Shimon. I'm going to start to try to step back and show you that in general there are two mahalchim in how to learn the halacha again of Eishes Ach, which is what we're struggling with the whole year with Eishes Ach, and to try to show you that they have two mahalchim without trying to make it as least confusing as possible to go out. Okay. Sorry. Thank you. And to try to do it in the least confusing way as possible. Now, I definitely want to leave this side there because it has a shaykhus. Again, I'm trying to make things simple and to sort of make steps. Each step will be simple enough, and then we're going to hopefully be able to figure out the idea that we have to have two mahalchim in general in the way we deal with the sugya. It's not just that it's a chazanish or a shimon or a stipler, but it's two in general, two mahalchim in how to learn the status of other brothers in every case of evil. So I'll try to sketch it out as best as I could. Let's start with a simple case. We start the first idea is the following shot. I listen to the question simply. This one is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yeramid Beis. We'll get to it soon. One brother does chalitza. I'm not talking now about Arba Achim, about complicated cases, Lahya Belami, nothing. Simple cases of evil. One brother does chalitza. There are a few brothers. One brother does chalitza. We all know that if one brother does chalitza, this woman, he's not asked to altisa eishasach. Right? If you give chalitza to a woman, and lady a makadishar, the kedushin is chal. The erva falls off. Now, you're not supposed to marry chalutza, say. It seems to be a misalav. But as far as being an erva, this erva falls off. If a man gives chalitza to a woman, then the iser eishes ach comes off, falls off. That's no shaila. Nobody argues. That's gzeir sakasov, that he could be chayzer mekatsha. What about the other brothers? And not alteisha sach. Right, I'm talking about alteisha sach. You're not supposed to marry chalutzasai. There's some other issur. I don't know where the lav is. The Gemara on I think the Dalit on basis of the lav. It doesn't say which pasuk. I'm not sure which pasuk. Maybe somebody knows. Yishulch is a lav. What? Ashel lo yivne bayis. Okay. Tosis brought Ashel yivne. Okay. So the issa erva, the issa eishes ach falls off. So the way I'd like to. The key words we're talking about here is whether the Issa Eishes Ach comes off. That's what I want to discuss. So in a case where you're chaylis, okay, duchalimza, okay, duchalimza. So from that brother, okay, hachaylis, the one who does chalimza, it's definitely pocha yisheishach. Okay, that is no shabbos. There's no question that the issa comes off. Now, what about Sharachim? What about the other brothers? Okay, this is what I want to do today. Let's talk about the Chaylitz and the other brothers in all cases. Does the Issa Eishasach come off? The Chaylitz, Pocket Issa Eishasach, the Issa Eishasach falls off, that's for sure.
He can remarry her?
What?
He can remarry her?
It's Chal if he marries her. There's a separate law not to marry Chalutzasa. But if he's the Kaddishar, it's Chal. Because of the kitchen, it's Mekudeshes. So the question is, what about the other brothers? What's the deal with the other brothers? So on Yuramid Beis, Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, we're going to talk like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that by the Shar Achim, it's also Poka Issa Eish Yisachar. And the other brother, it's also Poka Issa Eish Yisachar, the same thing. But he explains why. Why is it Poka Issa Eish Yisachar? He says, because shlichusa de kula ka'avid. When one brother does chalitza, he's really a shliach for all the brothers. From the brothers, one chalitza has to come out. So he uses the lashon of shlichusa. The reason for this is because shlichusa da'achim ka'avid. So what does that help? So why does it help that he's doing the shlichus? It's like they all did chalitza. If you do chalitza, there's no issei shesach. Okay, now this is a Gemara on Yuramid Beis. We'll get to it pretty soon. We'll get to it next week for sure, I believe, Be'ezus Hashem. And it's pukkah, issei shesach. Now that is not much, there's not much to talk about, that's for sure. What there is to talk about is yibum. And I'm talking about a normal case. In the case where you do Yibum, so what happens? Now again, the Niyabim, the one who does it, the one brother, there's no Shailon, that there's no Mr. Eshazah. Right, the Pukka is the Eshazah. Right, there's nothing to talk about. It's his wife. Lekachol Elisha. It's his wife. He gives her a get, he's allowed to remarry her. Forever and ever, there's no Mr. Eshazah. Right? If a man is Niyabim, and later on he gives a get to her, and later on he changes his mind, he wants to take her back, he can take her back. It's Pukkah Issa Eishasach, that is no Shaila in the world. The Shaila that we have is the next line. What about the Shar Achim? By the Shar Achim, one brother did Yibum. What happens to the Shar Achim? Does the Issur Eishasach remain, or it doesn't remain? Now we discussed this in the past B'Shem the Stipler, but this discussion again starts from the beginning. The Shaila is, what's the din of the other brothers? Is there an Issur Eishasach, or isn't there an Issur Eishasach like any other brothers? To come up with a nafkamina, but talk about a nafkamina in a minute. What? So the question is, should we say shlichusa da'achim ka'avim? Should we say the same thing? When one miyabim is miyabim, he's doing the shlichus of all of them. So it's a funny thing. The Chazon Ish says that the Gemara only says by chalitza shlichusa da'achim ka'avim. It's mashmah by yibum, there is no shlichusa da'achim ka'avim. It's mashmah that there is no such idea. This is the same Chazon Ish, Kuf Lamed Tes. What? So why don't they have a chiyuv of Yibum Chalitza? Because only one brother has a mitzvah to the Yibum Chalitza. Once one does Yibum, there's no mitzvah anymore. So the chiyuv was that one of the brothers has to do it. What? The same thing should be Chalitza. Only one should have it. So why by Chalitza we say Shulchusa and not by... and not by Yibum? It's a good question. Why Taka is it that way? Why by Chalitza we say, why is it a Kolsh game?
You're building more when you do a Yibum than when you do Chalitza.
Yeah, but on the other hand, chalitza, you could say they all really did it. Yibum, only one is married to her at the end. They're not all married to her after the Yibum. It's funny to say that you actually have to do Yibum, and then when you miyabim her, she's only married to you and not to us. Like Yibum, it's not as mistaver that it's a shlichus, because it's not a one-time act, something that creates creates issues.
And it's probably in the midst of Yibum.
Or to be bayil. If the miss would be to bayil, that would be more mistab. Could be. Could be.
Well,
how you learn. I agree, you could learn both ways. As a matter of fact, that's what we're going to write. We'll write, you could learn, we'll call it the first dara. Which one did we use first yesterday? The initial sentence. The first mahalak was. And we'll call it Derek 1 is that it's paka, and Derek 2 is that it's like paka. So I was trying to desperately come up with a nafkamina. And besides, in Lomdis, it's going to come out nafkaminas, but in a simple case like this, is there really any nafkamina? I was thinking maybe it's a nafkamina, but it might be Gemara later. To see, first of all, what I wrote. The question is, there are two ways to learn, called Derech A and Derech B, just to make it simple. The other brothers, do they have an Isser Eishasach, or don't they have an Isser Eishasach? Now, it's going to be Eishasach of the new brother. This brother now married, right? Reuven died, Shimon married. So for all the other brothers, the Zichah and Isser, it's Shimon's wife. We're talking whether the Isser of Reuven, of the first mace, did that Isser Eishasach come off? That's our question. I think maybe of a nafkamina, maybe I'm wrong. Some of you learn more blood of them, a lot of you learn more blood of the sefer than me. But what would be the din in the following case? If this case confuses you, just don't listen. But so far it's simple. So far it's simple without nafkaminas. By chaylitz, it definitely it's paka for the chaylitz. For sharachim, so gemara says shluchusa ta'achim kavid, this say shachah falls off. Viyavim de miyavim, this say shachah falls off. If he's Megarish, he could take her back. Shana Sharachim is a paka or light paka. Now, maybe a nafkamina would be in a case where Reuven died and Shimon was Miyabim, and Shimon gave a get. Shimon gave her a get. And then Shimon remarried her and died without children. Follow? Okay, Reuven married her and died without children. Shimon was miyabim. Shimon gave a get, so the old yibum is finished. And now he married her again and he died without children. Can Levi be miyabim Shimon? If you hold the Isser Eishasach of Reuven is still there, l'chayr it'll be us. L'chayr this will be an afkamina between the cases. If you want later, you'll figure out why it's an afkamina. But for now, what I put on the board is just a halacha shayla, a very simple halacha shayla. Okay? Forget enough gemita for a minute. It's a simple halacha shayla. These three cases, chalitza, sai for the chaylas, and sai for everybody else, and yibum for the miyabein, no shayla is say shesach goes away. Shayla, sharachim, does the say shesach stay on that? Okay, I think that's not so complicated that everyone can hear. That's the first thing. Now, the second question, which follows, is a regular case of three brothers. Okay, a case where you have, we'll call it right, a case of three brothers. So, what's the case of three brothers? You have the case of three brothers: is Reuven died without children, Shimon was miyavim, Shimon died without children. Okay. The Yibum of Levi. So I asked you yesterday, when Levi is Miyabim, is he being Miyabim just for Shimon? Or is he being Miyabim for Shimon and for Reuven? And Reuven died without children, Shimon took over. Shimon died without children, now Levi's ready to be Miyabim Shimon. He's going to be Miyabim Shimon, L'shei Mitzvah. So he asks this question, what am I doing? And be miyabim lahakim li Shimon Shem, Reuven's old story, there was a Bi'ur Shaina, the mitzvah was finished and done. Or am I being miyaveh for Reuven also? So let's see. The third brother comes into the picture. Right, not so much the three brothers, but it's the third brother. Right? The shaila is, you have your third brother who's being miyaveh. Now, according to Derech A, he's only being miyaveh for Shimon. Because the Isser was Paka, Reuven's Eishasach is long gone. There's no Eishasach for Reuven. So his Yibur, the Stavr, is miyaveh only for the second brother. Right? For the, call it Hashem, Ach Hashem, right? Because we have him. Call it the Miyabim Hashem, the second brother. And if you hold this life on God, that the Issa Reuven is still there, there's still an Eishas Reuven, how could Levi marry? It's Eishas Reuven. If you hold that way, so then, and this is what the Chazon Ish says, I'll explain the Chazon Ish in a second, that the Miyabim is Al Shem Shneihem. I'll explain this in a moment. Just this is the way, this Machlokes is going to run into the next step. Okay, if you hold that there's still an Issa Eishas Reuven. When Levi comes, so obviously Levi is being Miyabim for Reuven too. Because there's an, otherwise there's this Eishas Sach, not Eishas Reuven. If there's no Isser Eishas Ach, well, certainly nothing compelling us to say that it's for Reuven. See, to me, as opposed to some others, the Chazanish is the Mechudish to come out, and I'm going to say that I'm forced. In other words, let's explain. Why did the Chazanish say? Chazanish said that when the third brother is Miyabim, he Ayyishav Isser Eishasach of Eishas Reuven. So the Chazanish said, the third brother steps in and takes over the second brother's step, the second brother's position, his place. And since the second brother was a Miyabim for the first brother, it's sort of an extension of Reuven's marriage into Shimon's marriage. So now when Levi continues it, it's a continuation of one long marriage. Reuven got married, and there was a sort of a continuation into Shimon. Shimon died, continuation into Levi. It's one long bias. We're being hakim shem for this one big bias of now Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And that's the mahalach that the Chazanish went with. The Chazanish went with the mahalach that you're being yavim for both, which we would understand means that the Eishas Ach Isser remains. The other mahalach that I mentioned to you yesterday, which I see the stifler in Kilas Yaakov Simin Yud Beis, in the second or third paragraph, has this mahalach. I wasn't sure yesterday if Shimon goes with this. The stifler certainly goes with this mahalach. The stifler says that it's paka. The question is, how could Levi be miyadam, Shimon's brother, Reuven? So the stifler goes with this mahalach, which he went in a previous piece we spoke out when we spoke to the Kiva Eger, that the Chastaipla holds that when you're Miyabim, the Isserashis Ach disappears totally. It's gone. And therefore the stifler here goes, he says clearly that it's Paka. But the stifler says this in the Kiros Yaka is Siddiq Beis. He really says it's Siddiq Gimel also. That's his general Mahalach. It's funny, he doesn't bring the Chazanish. But the Chazon Ish in Kroplami, by his test, seems to go with this mahalach. And they're not the only ones. Rabbi Hanan in the first Siman talks about this as well, and as I said, Rabbi Shimon does. But here, it's clear, concise. Stifler and the Chazon Ish have these two mahalach. Okay? So the question was, if we had mentioned once that, I think in Asim Daraisa, that when the second brother gives a ksuba from the nechasim of the first brother, that should be a raya, that it's a continuation of the marriage. So it's taka mashmais, not a proof. First of all, if you hold ksuba is the rabbana bechlal, it's bechlal not a raya. And And second of all, it could be he yarshins all his nechasim. He yarshins everything anyway. So the chiyuv ksuv also continues.
The father is
what? The brother that takes over. He yarshins. Yeah, when you hook. If I remember correctly, the one part of being the Yavin is that he. So, at any rate, these are the two mountains. So we've gone through two steps. Okay? The first step is to share just what's the din of the brothers. The second step is in a normal case of three brothers. What?
According to the second mahal, there are no Russian name. So, therefore, the Israel.
Well, it starts with he holds this as Lipaka. This says Shesach of Ruvain remains.
Why?
And because he holds that way, the Lashon Chazonish is, the Gemara says Shluchas the Kama Kavod only by Chalitza, Shluchas Adachim Kavod. So by Chalitza, Shluchas Adachim. Moshein came by Yibam, it's not Shluchas Adachim. He's only doing it himself. And since the only reason Paka is in Shesach is because Shluchas Adachim Kavod, so Gemara's mashma, if it wouldn't be Shluchas Adachim Kavod, it wouldn't be Light Pocket. That's the Gemara's mashma. Is whether or not there's an idea of Shluchas Adachim Kavod. I could say that because Rav Shimon, who's like the stipler, uses the Lashon that just like Chalitza Shluchas Adachim Yibam also, which is the reverse of the Chazaynish. They seem to have this disagreement. If by Yibam you say Kula Shluchas the Adachim Kavod. Okay. What?
If you are the father, you add the words. Can't find nobody that even, so it's not a just ask. But once one brother that even, so then it returns.
You mean before Yibam?
Before anybody
that the question you're asking, the stipler asks on himself. The stipler in Simi Yud Bey, there's two paragraphs. He says this mahalach, and then he asks what you're asking, and he says an answer. Just to keep it not confusing, but you understand it well. Well, because Hitaka, that's what he goes into. He says, before Yibam, there should be a hafgah. Okay. So he does ask the question. Okay? Now, so we have one step, a second step, which this is klolim for Dina Yibam. Does the Sheshach remember or not remain, or doesn't it remain? Now, we come to Rav Shimon. We come now to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said that a brother is allowed to be Miyabim Shimon if he was not Ba'i Lamai of Ruvein. As long as it was even Vakach Nailid, you could have a case of Levi. Again, it's three brothers, Ruvein, Shimon, and Levi. Just now, we're coming to a case where Levi was not alive when Ruvein was alive. Now, you all know that it was not a case of Yibum. In a regular case, everybody has children. Ruvain has children. Shimon has children. Ruvain dies. Later, Levi is born. Is Levi allowed to marry Ruvain's widow? Of course not. It's Eish HaSachiv. You all know, Eish HaSachiv doesn't have to be Ba'i Lamai. For regular Erva of Eish HaSachiv has nothing to do with being Ba'i Lamai. The question of Eishah Shoei by Lama is a question of Dine Yibum. Whether it's a mitzvah of Yibum, Ki Eishu Achim Yachdav, to have a mitzvah of Yibum, you have to be in the world together. The Erva is even if you're not in the world together. Right? A person's also to marry his grandmother or his granddaughter, even if they weren't alive at the same time. Well, if they're not alive, you can't get married. But the point is, the Erva has nothing to do with being alive and not being alive. The relative is the Issim. Now, the third question that we have, is the third piece of the puzzle. So we have this first piece, which should be pretty simple. We have the second piece, which follows, from a halachim to learn. Then we have the last piece, is Rav Shimon's case. The case is a case of Yibam v'achakach noilad, where he holds that a brother could do Yibam. And the third brother is being Miyabim. So here, we have again a third brother being Miyabim. He's being Miyabim. Here we have a little bit of a problem. Who's he being mi'abed? Shimon's wife. It's also asur to him as Reuven's wife. So the same question we asked here: how could the third brother be mi'abed? What about the first wife? So let's see. If you hold paka that there's a fellow officer, it's simple. So this is an easy case. Yivakach noivad. Aye, it's Reuven's wife. Aye, it's Shver. What about the fact that it's the wife of Reuven? So again, according to the first era, it's paka. It says paka, the fact that it's just Reuven. And the main lady could be Mi'abin, according to the first Mahalach. The second Mahalach is tricky. Well, I'm talking about Rav Shimon. Yeah, Rav Shimon rolls even vakach nailad. You could do yibum. So again, the same question. It's Eishes Reuven. It's Reuven. So Aleph, you say the same thing this year. It's Paka, and it's only Hashem Achasheni. Here it's a little tricky. What are you going to do here? So here is where it becomes hard. Could we be matzik and maybe say the same thing that the yibum is to take over the second brother's position, who was mi'avim for the first brother, even though he's never chiyav in yibum the first brother. There's no chiyav in eishes of Reuven. Of Reuven, there should be a problem with eishes of Reuven. What? So could I take over Shimon's chiyav? That's the question, according to the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. So this is why it comes into the sugya even vakach nailad, because the question again is, what business does he have being mi'abed? It's Reuven's brother. It's Reuven's, the original Reuven's wife. And for that, I have no mitzvah of yibam. I wasn't by lama. How could he do it?
I can say it was paka. He wasn't around.
You want to say you can't say it was paka because he was never around. It's not so mistaver, because it's not mistaver that's paka on the brother. Shad is the iser eisha sam. Mi kesu shlufusa kavis. Kesu shlufusa kav. So my point is that this is where the problem comes in. That's why it has to do with this sugya of Reb Shimon. Okay, you have problem. You have this problem. You have this problem. That's not my point. My point for today is to understand the two mahalchim. The two mahalchim turn on the same old question: does the Issa Eishes Af continue? Doesn't it continue? That's the problem we have throughout the Masechta. When we talked about Sarah, really, this machlokes was also: does the Issa Eishes Af carry on, or doesn't it carry on? I'm not saying it's necessarily toli zeh bezeh, the two discussions, but it's the same basic idea. In cases of yibum, are you mafkia the Issa Eishes Af? You say it doesn't count, it's out? Or does it continue? The end of Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos was that Rashi held Eishes Af carries on, and Tosfos said not. Now, Rashi on Beis Amid Beis said by Eishes Af Shlaihaya by Lamai that there is an Issa Eishes Af on Eishes Af Shlaihaya by Lamai. Rashi seems to go with the Mahalach, at least by Eishes Af Shlaihaya by Lamai, that the Eishasach carries on, which is in general Rashi's Mahalach, that the Issa Eishasach, at least to some degree, continues. Now, if you understand these two Mahalachim, I'd like you to look for 1 minute at Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, top of Chaf Amid Aleph. The top Tosfos, I'm going to show you a Rashi and a Tosfos. They talk about this question of Eishes Achiv Shalaihaya by Lamai. What do you do with the first Isser? This question that I'm leaving you with here. Let's learn the Tap Tosfos. His Tosfos says, "Hai isur disa heter." He says the relative of a sister-in-law is isur diyesh leheter. The paka isur eishes ach. Tosis used the lashon that the iser eishes sach comes off. Yochel azira lachesh agirsha. Someone's miyabim. If you miyabim and you give her a get, you're allowed to marry her again, because this eishes sach falls off. Now that part of Tosis everyone agrees. Now I'll talk about it one second. V'chi heichi depakalei legabe didei iser eishes sach. Paka nami legabe ochiv hanoilad. See, Tosis beferish. The iser that's paka is paka not only for him but for the other brothers, and not only other brothers who are alive, but even another brother that's born later. It's as if he was in the world, and it's going to, and the iser eishes ach is going to come off. Tosis is mahalach in explaining how a person can marry eishes ach shoyev by lama in the case of Rav Shimon. Is this mahalach number one, that the iser is paka? Tosis says that you want to explain eishes achiv, you have to explain it with paka. So that Tosis seems to be the first mahalach. Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Rashi Isser Achaisai, Rashi also talks about what we're talking about. Rashi says, Aval Isser Eishes Ach Isla Heter, Kishein Leibanim. We know that Eishes Ach is Mutter when there are no children. Hilkach. Kishemeis Rishin Beloibanim. Paki Isuri Lagabe Sheini. When the first one died without children, the second one's allowed to marry. Vinasa. Vahashlishi mikayach sheni ba. Look at those four words. Vahashlishi mikayach sheni ba. What's he saying? The second brother was alive. Shimon was miyabim. There's no way to say the third brother, Rashi holds it wasn't paka. Not like Tosis. Tosis saying, Hashlishi, how can the third brother be miyabim? It's Reuven's wife. So Rashi mikayach sheini ba, three words, a total of eight letters. But Rashi is saying in eight letters what the Chazanish is saying by Richus. Hashlishi mikayach sheini ba. How could the shlishi be miyabim? Aiteshes Ruvein. The teretz is he's in the door because of sheini, because once he's mutter to the sheini, he's coming mikayach sheini. Now we have to add, how does kayach sheini answer that's Ruvein's wife? Teretz is because the Sheini is a continuation of Reuven. Hashlishi mekayach Sheini ba. What it sounds like from Rashi and Tosfos is that this Rashi and Tosfos are arguing in the two mahalchim that we have on the board. Tosfos is clearly saying that it's paka. Because this is definitely Tosfos. This is definitely Tosfos, no question. And the Shita that it's Hashem Shnehem appears to be Rashi. Now Rashi is very big concern that Rashi is Lashem Lekayach Sheini Ba, but it seems to be Rashi's Shita, which means that we have here now for the second time a Mahalach that Tosfos goes with the first Mahalach that Eishes Ach is Paka. The Stifler uses that all the time. He always goes with such a Mahalach. And Tosfos and Rashi seems to be going with Mahalach that's Leifak, and Eishes Ach continues. Which is the general Mahalach HaMachshava of the old Machlokes by Yetzarah, but Tzarah still has an Eishes Ach. Rashi was also based on the Kivas Yaakov. Rashi said that the Isser Eishes Ach carries on. Tosfos didn't have such a Mahalach. Now the two are not necessarily totally Zeh B'Zeh. This is a Shaila of the Tzarah. This is a Shaila of Eishes Ach Shloi Vailama. But in general, we're finding that seems to be the Mahalach of Rashi, to deal with the issue of Eishes Ach even as it continues. And the Mahalach of Tosfos seems to be that it's Paka, that you must get it. So what I hope to gain with this is this two tracks of thinking in general. When we think about these different Isurim, to think in the track of whether the Isser Eishes Ach, the original Eishes Ach is Paka or Lai Paka. That one Erva, which is the only one not mentioned in the 15 in the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah has 15 Ervas, doesn't talk about Eishes Ach, because that's Yibum. That Eishes Ach is what the amkus of explaining all these cases depends on whether you say it's pakat, flies off him, or flies off everybody, or not. So these are the two general mahalchim. I hope I made it clearer today than it was yesterday. The truth is that this being Matayla, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, not me. Rabbi Chanan in Kodesh Ha'aretz, Aleph Ayis Beis, says that there are two mahalchim, Rashi and Tosfos. He doesn't explain it with the arichus that it deserves in order to understand it clearly. The stipler in Simin Yud Beis also, when he goes through his explanation, he says it's like Tosfos, Mishari Shayna, he writes in parentheses, Dolaika Rashi Shon. So the stipler has his explanation, but he writes it's Dolaika Rashi Shon. It's not like Rashi. The stipler's explanation is not like Rashi. Like Rashi had to go to Chazanish's explanation. But basically, we have these two mahalchim. Now, tomorrow, in the next few days, we're going to spend on Tosfos La'olam. I just want you should know what the focus is on. This Tosfos La'olam is really two Tosfosim. The first kasha of Tosfos, and then the kasha where it says Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis. Tosfos asks from a different case. In the Tosfos. The first part of Tosfos, Amanosh Leitinase Leplaini, which was the Kasha of the Rajba originally. And then we have the second half of Tosfos. Now, on the first half of Tosfos, the stipler, I think Simon Tess, discusses this. We are going to. There are two nekudas here in Tosfos. First, understand Machlekes Tosfos and the Rajba. Look back at the Rajba and that Beis Amid Aleph. The Rajba there, in his first teretz, goes like Tosfos. And then the Nirali is his approach, which is not like Tosfos. So we're going to spend a little bit of time understanding Tosfos and the Rajba. What's more important is the following question, which we're going to come back to, which we discussed once, we're going to come back to. In all the Isurim of the Mishnah, they're all relatives. Does an Isur Eishes Ish stop Yibum V'Chalitza? Tosfos is saying, now it certainly stops Yibum, you can be Yabim and Eishes Ish. The question whether you can be Chalit to an Eishes Ish, which is an important question, because as I mentioned to you before, last time, there are plenty of cases where a woman doesn't know she's Yibum Chalitza, she's not from. And she goes and gets married. And now we find out, could she do Chalitza when she's an Eishes Ish? The question whether Eishes Ish is mafkia, the possibility of doing Chalitza, is totally in this Machlekes Rashi Tosfos Pashtus. So I want you to realize that before you come to Shia tomorrow. So that's Simon Tess. On the second half of Tosfos, the stipler Chavav of Chavzayin, go on the second half, we'll see if it depends how long it takes to get past the first half of Tosfos, see how much time we spend on the second half.